Let us pray. God of wisdom, your word is upright and you are faithful to your promises. As we hear your word read and proclaimed, may your Holy Spirit move among us, inspiring faith without fear and showing us a new way forward. Amen. Our Old Testament reading for today is from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 9. Listen for God's word. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in your all the families of the earth, in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went, and as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took his wife Sarai and his brother's son Lot, and all the possessions that they had gathered and the persons whom they had acquired in Haran. And they set forth to go to the land of Canaan. When they had come to the land of Canaan, Abram passed the land to the place at Shechemah, to the oak of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built there an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he moved to the hill country on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and invoked the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed on by stages toward the Negev. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our gospel lesson today pulls together four seemingly unrelated stories: a call, a meal, a healing, and a resurrection. So I invite you, as you listen to these words, to ponder what links them together as we listen to the living word from Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13 and 18 to 26. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax collection station, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. As he sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have come to call the righteous, not to call the righteous, but sinners." While he was saying these things to them, suddenly a leader came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus got up and followed him with his disciples. Then suddenly a woman who had been suffering from a flow of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringes of his cloak. For she was saying to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be made well." Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And the woman was made well from that moment. When Jesus came to the leader's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl got up. And the report of this spread through all of that district. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Most holy God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight. Speak your word to us this day, and may your spirit ignite us anew. Amen. As a child raised on Sesame Street, it was really common for me to hear the words, "Today is brought to you by the letter." Those familiar words to any of you guys? And after looking at a really packed Sunday, I was surprised at the thread that wove through the whole. Maybe today's letter is G, or maybe the Greek word egerthe, to rise, to resurrect, to get up. Well, Cookie Monster wanted it to be about goats. No, we'll do that later. I wanted it to be get up, and maybe Bob Marley in there, get up, stand up. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, your pastor went down one too many rabbit holes today. But bear with me. As a pastor, when I give up on a sermon and it's not going the way I might want, the Holy Spirit carries an idea in an unexpected direction, and the things I least suspect jump off the page. When a day is curated and orchestrated, it's the disruptions that the Spirit rides in on. We have an open door policy in our church offices, and I often find that the disruptions, pop-ins, drop-bys, those are often more the business of a pastor than the things that I had scheduled. My carefully curated appointments, my meeting schedule, my email list pale in comparison to the disruptions that the Holy Spirit brings. If I'd been behind that door, heads down in email, these letter G moments calling me to get up passed by, ungrasped, missed. Who might I miss with my organized plans? Jesus walks by and sees a man in the tax collection station. "Get up, follow me," he says to Matthew. Matthew gets up and follows without question. Then the powerful synagogue leader disrupts the meal, walks in, and asks for what he needs. This time, Jesus gets up, and he and the disciples walk to raise his daughter from the dead. And midway there, the shunned woman disrupts the walk. She sneaks a touch of Jesus' garment, having faith that if she just grasps that, she trusts that Jesus' touch would heal. Finally, the powerful synagogue leader's daughter, Jesus takes her hand, and she gets up. Fine, you may say, but how is that anything to do with Bob Marley? Well, it may not be a fight like he envisioned, but it is a call for mercy and compassion. We're called to get out there in the name of Jesus, showing mercy, turning the world upside down, building the kingdom. Get up, stand up for those who are pushed aside. They need us today. In our worship, we come in and we're renewed and we're fed. This morning, the Holy Spirit swept into the room to our table. We Presbyterians recognize two sacraments because they are the things practiced and commanded by Jesus. They are communion and baptism. I was ordained 17 years ago on the 9th of this month. And in those years of ministry, this is the first service I have led that has both of those sacraments on the same Sunday. The Holy Spirit is at work in this place. Later in this service, we will baptize Julissa, child of God. I think it particularly fitting that she is being baptized on a day when females and how much Jesus loves them is central to our message. Daughters, Jesus calls the unnamed woman who had been bleeding, she calls her daughter, recognizing someone who society would have said is shunned, set aside, unclean because of that taboo subject of menstruation, blood making her less than pure. A woman not only unclean, but unnamed and less than. Daughter, Jesus embraces her with the words of a relationship. A woman who society would have cast aside reaches out to Jesus and is pulled into the relationship because of her faith, healed and now recognized as a valued part of the community. Today, we recognize Julissa as a part of our community, a beloved daughter. Then we'll sit at table together. Much like Matthew, this is a table for sinners, us. It's not a table that has special place cards, but there is a spot reserved for all of you, just for you. This table is one Jesus calls us to, a relationship of abundance and a relationship of welcome. Here is Jesus showing these people, this is why I came. This is who I love. Pull up a chair before you get back out into the world. Everyone who puts their faith and trust in Jesus Christ is welcomed here. Matthew's call. He was a tax collector. Jesus didn't call the prepared, but came to people where they were and then prepared them to work for the kingdom, to change the world. Matthew got up and followed Jesus without question, without any hesitation whatsoever. The Pharisees were upset. This isn't how things are done, Jesus. You can't call him. You can't eat with them. You can't heal her. Jesus prioritizes relationships and healing and the physical healing over the ritual and the correctness and the rules. While our ceremonies are important, you will see that in all the liturgy that we do in our various things, the ceremony is not what is most important of all. The air conditioner went out. I couldn't wear a robe. God will be praised anyway. It goes on without all of our frills and our rules and our ceremony. It's the relationship of Emmanuel, Christ with us, and us with and for one another. That should be never sacrificed for any liturgy, for any schedule, and for any ceremony. The odd moments like Cookie Monster crossing up with Bob Marley, the quirky ways God creeps into our everyday, the laughter, that's what brings us together and connects us. Jesus included Matthew in his call, a sinner to lead the way. So love and restoration are made possible across millennia through that inclusion, not through any exclusion. Matthew got up and followed. The young girl got up, rising out of baptismal waters, rising from the table. We get up. Resurrection is a great getting up. We get up and are healed because of the faith of Jesus. So then we go out in compassion and mercy to serve the world. It is a radical transformation. It is the work that we are called to. G is the letter of the day. G, get up out of the baptismal waters, transformed and ready to transform the world. Born anew and beloved, get up, stand up. G, get up from the table, a table that welcomes all and has a place for every color of the rainbow. This month we remember in Pride, standing up for those for whom life is harder because of their bodies or because of who they love. Get up from this table, fed, renewed, and ready to turn the world upside down. Get up in the name of compassion, broader and greater than the world's labels and rules. Get up, stand up. G, get up. It's not a sacrament, but the third thing we're doing today is a commissioning. We're commissioning those who are serving this summer and responding in many different ways by going to conferences, serving at VBS, or doing different missions. As we go to the world, go with open eyes. Who needs us to fight for a better way? Who needs us to push for mercy? Who is missing our compassion? Fight for systems that defend the marginalized. Feed the hungry. protect all children. Hate has no place in our faith. How can we push to redefine what it means to follow Christ? A Christianity of love. Show the world your faith, your belief that the resurrection life is creating a world where each and every beloved daughter, every beloved child, every single one knows that they are loved, knows that they are beloved. Get up, stand up, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.